Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello and happy weekend. Welcome to another program. How you doing? I'm Frank Rush. It's good to have you along today. Don't forget, if you missed part of today's show, you can always re-listen to it or download it and have it on whatever listening device you've got at your convenience as a podcast. Just go to our website and look for Focus on Community, and that's where it will be. This is one of those times we try to save you a little bit of money and keep somebody from stealing your money. Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana is our guest today. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Frank. How about you?
No, not too bad. So did you get back in the office yet, or are you still just kind of lounging around the house?
No, we opened up the office back on June 7th, so okay. We are opened up. However, we do allow a lot of our employees to still work from home. We've got some flexibility on that, so we're in the office, but not always.
Nice thing of it is, though, so much of your work is actually done via phone and email that it really doesn't matter where you do it.
No, you're right. I do a lot, you know, on the computer, email. I can do interviews virtually via Zoom and other devices like that. So, yeah, it's as long as I've got a computer, I can get to just about anywhere I need to go.
As a matter of fact, our interview today, you're at your vacation home in the Caribbean, right?
It's not a vacation home in the Caribbean. I am at home, but it is in Indianapolis, not the Caribbean.
Oh, well. All right. Well, maybe next time. Maybe next time. Hey, one of the things that's out there right now you got to kind of warn us about, and this is kind of important, and there's some, what's this with car seats, maybe fake car seats out there? What's going on with that?
Yes, what we've heard from the Indiana State Police is they are seeing a growing number of, I'm going to call them fake or not up to standard car seats that are being sold out there. And they're discovering them, you know, when they pull people over and look and to see the cars that their children are in. And this is really about people selling substandard products on the net for just, you know, incredibly low prices. So the fact that you see a car seat and it's a very, very low price, you want to make certain that indeed it does meet all the safety standards. The state police are getting more and more concerned about this because they are seeing more of this. And, you know, we've just seen a big increase in websites that are selling a lot of fake products in general. And in this case, it's car seats. So you want to just not be taken in by these low prices that, you know, children are there. They expect us as adults to protect them, and you know they don't know what a safe car seat is. So don't be taken in by a really low price.
It's kind of interesting because I mean car seats are definitely engineered to withstand the force of impact in a crash, and that can be substantial, and not just everything will hold up in that. But I mean, how do you really tell? I mean, I guess once you get it and you open the box and you take it out and it's made out of plastic that sits there and flexes like crazy, that's kind of a tip off. But is there any way to kind of to tell ahead of time?
Well, I tell you what, one of the best ways to see the right car seats and manufacturers, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they have got a great website. If you go on there, you can actually, what it will do is I'll ask you to put in your child's age, their weight, and their height, and then manufacturers that have car seats that will, you know, fit that particular size child comes up. So that's a great way to see the different car seats that meet the national standards. And it's super, super easy. You just put in age, weight, height, and boom, a whole set of manufacturers will come up. So I would really tell people to start there. That's really probably the best place to understand, you know, what car seats do meet the federal standards, and then go from there and just make certain that whoever you buy it from actually, you know, sells one of those seats from one of those manufacturers.
Good car seats are not cheap. I think we know that. And one of the things, too, though, is you don't necessarily want an old one, and you may not want to buy a used one. And there's some reasons for that, right?
Yeah. You know, the safety standards, just like everything, you know, a car that was built 20 years ago is not going to be as safe as a car that was built today. The manufacturers are constantly improving the safety features on cars. And same thing with car seats. You know, those are constantly being improved and they're learning more and different, you know, materials and different designs and things like that. So, yeah, if you buy a used one, you know, you don't know if that meets today's standards. So you once again, this is one of those things that, you can save a couple of bucks and, your child is depending on you to keep them safe. So don't skimp on this one.
Yeah, this is one where your kids could get hurt, and if you don't pay attention in the beginning, you may not know until the crash happens, and by then it's just too late. So you want to be careful with that.
And you know, car seats, they may not be cheap, but boy, just for the, you know, the extra bucks you're going to spend for one that is up to standards, it's going to be worth it just for the peace of mind. And you know, nobody wants their child to be in any sort of danger if they can prevent it. So just do a little bit of homework here. Buy a car seat from a reliable manufacturer, and you'll be in good shape then.
Speaking of fakes, fake charities, of course, is something we've talked about before, and now they're even tricking folks on Instagram, which again could lead to you losing your money.
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting one, and this kind of plays to someone's vanity here. There are people who are Instagram, I'm going to say models, or they're trying to promote certain goods or something out there. And you're going to get an offer that says, hey, if you would model, and let's say it's a T-shirt or some sort of other apparel, if you'll be the model for us, what we'll do is we'll give you a discount on the purchase of this item, and all of the money is going to a charity. Well, once again, you know, they're playing on someone's vanity here. Hey, you're going to wear this particular T-shirt or this particular sweatshirt or something like that and show it on Instagram. You know, you're going to be somewhat of a, quote, celebrity, I guess. A lot of people think that they can become celebrities on the Internet today.
But and some of them actually become that way. So.
And bottom line is, though, when you go to pay the money for this and you think you're doing it for a charity, nothing's going to show up. So, you know, your fame and fortune on the Instagram, that's not going to happen. You've just paid some money to what you think is a charity, and it's not a charity. And once again, they're just kind of trying to play on your vanity and also play on, you know, the good intentions you have of trying to help this charity out. So we're seeing this scam go on out there in the Internet. And once again, you know, people fall for this stuff. They think they're doing something good, and they think they can have their 15 minutes of fame, so to speak. Andy Warhol said that we're all going to be famous for 15 minutes. So they think they're going to get their 15 minutes of fame. And it's just a scam.
And, you know, they're all thinking the same thing that I'm thinking. Finally, someone realizes how gorgeous I am and how much I will help to sell their product on the Internet.
There you go. You're going to be the next, great model out there, right?
Yeah, they finally understand what I see in the mirror every morning, and who wouldn't want me modeling their T-shirt to sell it on the Internet, right?
Frank, I will wait to see your picture on Gentleman's Quarterly.
Yeah, you'd be waiting a while. Hey, there's another thing, too, you want to keep an eye out for. If you get an Zoom invite landing in your mailbox, you might want to make sure that you actually know who it is that you might be going to a meeting with.
Yeah, you know, so many of us now are meeting virtually, and Zoom seems to be one of the most popular ways that we do that. A way that we can do that.
Yeah, that's one of the more popular platforms.
Yeah, a lot of popular platform. Thank you. And what people are doing, the scammers are doing out there, is they're sending these fake Zoom invites out there, and they'll say something like, "Your Zoom account has been suspended," or something like, "You missed a meeting. Click here to see the details and reschedule." Well, all they're trying to do is get you to click on something, and it's going to download some malware into your computer, or you know, do something also nefarious. This is just a way to try to get some information or get access to your computer. So just be very, very careful of any sort of invite you get into a Zoom meeting, particularly if it's someone that you don't know, or you say, "What meeting was I supposed to go to? I don't remember any of this." You know, it's so easy for us nowadays just to click on something, or we think, oh, gee, I missed a meeting, let me click on this and reschedule it and get the details. And that's really what they are hoping for, is that you don't think about it, and they're going to get access to your computer.
And tell somebody, if you actually do get an invite to a meeting and it's legit, but you don't go because you're worried, just say, look, I thought it looked a little fishy and I didn't think it was legit, so I didn't click on it.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. No, you're right. You know, one of the most dangerous things we can do nowadays is to move your index finger and go click, click. That little motion can really take you to places that you don't want to go nowadays with your computer and on the internet.
Out of all the fingers on your hand that could cause you problems and get you in an unwanted situation that could cause you harm, it's your index finger and not the one next to it. We need to learn.
I never thought of it that way, but you're right. It used to be that finger would be the thing that would get you in trouble with your parents or your teacher.
Yeah.
And now it's your index finger, and you never know what trouble that one's gonna cause for you.
And that kind of trouble may not go away, or you may not be able to rectify the problem. So you got to be careful.
It could cost you some money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, one thing is kind of
some money.
Folks are still using the telephone to try to scam you, oddly enough. I don't know about you, but when I see the caller ID, if I don't recognize the number or it's not in my phone book, I don't answer it. But sometimes you do. And lo and behold, you answer the phone. And guess what? It's Amazon. Not really.
Yeah. No, this is a good one. Well, impersonation scams have really gone up. You know, impersonating popular companies like Amazon, impersonating the government like the Social Security Administration or the IRS, impersonation scams have gone up. And this one in particular with Amazon is one where they are going to identify themselves as being from Amazon. They're going to say that something has gone wrong with your Amazon account. It's either been compromised, been hacked into, and Amazon needs to fix it. And they just need to have your login information so they can go in there and they can fix your account. Well, these people, number one, aren't from Amazon. Number two, all they're trying to do is get into your Amazon account so they can make purchases for themselves. So just be very, very wary of anybody identifying themselves from Amazon, particularly if they start to ask you, what's your login information? We need to get into your account. There's, problems with it. Look, Amazon can get into your account if they really, really need to. They've got all that information. So just be wary of something like this. We're seeing a lot of this reported on our scam tracker.
Yeah, they're the ones that set it up. So they already know what your username and password is because it's their platform.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, too, you. I don't know. Have you ever gotten a call from Amazon or for anything?
No. I only know Amazon through the internet.
And email.
Yeah,
which I don't think anybody works at Amazon anyway, because, I mean, where do you call them? Who do you talk to? They don't have a warm, breathing, speaking body there. It's all computers, so there's nobody to talk to.
I've got to agree with you, Frank. I don't think I've ever heard, seen, or, gotten an actual person from Amazon. It's all automated. It's a computer and a conveyor belt.
I have heard rumors, because I've done some stories on it, that they actually do hire living, breathing people that work in their warehouses that actually pick a package up and put it on a conveyor belt sometimes. And then that's how it eventually gets to your house. But I don't think anybody from there ever calls you. I mean, it's not like you actually get to talk to anybody. So,
Right. Hey,
one of the things that's really important is the fact that when we get all these scams, it's not like you just sit there and it just appears in your head. You guys actually keep track of all these scams through a thing called Scam Tracker.
Yes, Scam Tracker is an interactive website where people can go and they can see what scams are going on in their area. So if you go to scamtracker.org, a big map of the United States will come up, and then you can hone right into, any place, let's say in West Central Indiana, and you'll see all these little dots, and that's where people have reported scams. It's updated daily. And if you have been either scammed or attempted to be scammed, please report that. Just go to the upper right-hand corner. There's a little red button up there that says report a scam. Take you 5 or 10 minutes to report that. But that's very valuable information. It keeps people updated as to the scams that are going on in your area. And then what we do every year is we take all of those scams and we do a report that says, you know, what are the top scams? What kind of scams are people falling for? Who gets scammed? So we really try and keep people informed. And I will tell you, the best defense we have against scams is really an informed public. Most of the scams, they originate outside the United States, almost impossible for law enforcement to take any action against them. And once you pay your money, I will guarantee you, it gets outside the country very, very quickly. So if you've been scammed, it's really hard to get your money back. So just be informed, report a scam on Scam Tracker, check it out, scamtracker.org. It's all free to the public.
You know, it's kind of interesting when you think about it. As technologically advanced as we are right now and all the scams that happen on the internet and through cell phones and all that kind of thing, I mean, technology's there, and the crooks are using it against us. You would think the technology would give us a better way than just word of mouth to prevent being taken advantage of, but that's what Scam Tracker is all about, word of mouth.
Yeah, it really is a way to keep people informed, and, you know, what the internet has done, it has made anybody who's connected on the internet vulnerable to anybody else in the world who's connected on the internet. So, you know, if you're a scammer in some country halfway around the world, I can solicit you. I can, you know, send you something. I can somehow fool you into thinking that, you know, you've won something or you've got to do something or you're going to click your index finger and boom, I've got access to your computer or you've just paid me some money or given me some information that is very valuable to me. And you can't do a thing about it. You can't come arrest me. You can't get your money back because I'm halfway around the world and no one's going to come get me.
One of the things Mom and Dad always taught you is to avoid problems, stay out of bad neighborhoods. Well, the internet's full of bad neighborhoods. So.
It is. There's lots of bad neighborhoods. And even if you live in a very safe neighborhood, the computer isn't necessarily always a safe neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the BBB, you guys have a great website that folks will find Scam Tracker on and a lot of other stuff. They can go there, too.
Yeah, go to BBB.org. You can look up trustworthy businesses. You can see the scams and the reports that we've got and also access Scam Tracker. So BBB.org, all free to the public.
Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana. Thank you, sir, for being with us. And if you missed any part of today's program, want to hear more, all you have to do is just head to our website and look for today's program, Focus on Community. It's there for you as a podcast. That's it for this week, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.